Hey folks, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Did we just witness Arizona selling out the Republic? Did Arizona lawmakers turn their back on the citizens of America? The reason I'm saying this is Arizona is the single closest state to getting exact details, proper forensic audit, and a scan of the ballots so America can know what really happened in Arizona. But once again, the political machine is working hard and there are frauds. You need to know the facts and you need to understand the political fellatio that's going on. That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
More what? Coffee?
No, more money. Because now Geico's discounts are even bigger, like our pay-in-full discount when you pay your whole auto premium up front and our multi-policy discount when you bundle homeowners and auto.
Oh, I like saving money.
Wake up.
It's Gary Pigeon.
What were you dreaming about?
Nothing.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Have you heard the story of how Arizona, right? Have you heard the story of how Arizona has turned away from America? What I'm going to talk about are the facts, the frauds, and the political fellatio. Yes, it is. It's a total, total discipline, exercise, and operation in masturbating people's minds to think they're doing something when, in fact, they're not. I knew there were problems in Arizona, but I knew there were bigger problems when 10,000 of you reached out to the various senators and stuff and said, hey, look, we need to scan the ballots, make sure that's done. And the Republicans started complaining because they didn't want to hear from you. They don't work for you. They don't care what you think. And now one Republican has thrown the entire Republic, all of us, in the United States of America, under the bus. So, in my mind, Arizona sold out the Republic. Now, I'm going to take you through this, and I am going to give you a, pardon the pun, blow-by-blow step of what's going on, let you know what some of the lawsuits are, and then let you know how this political football is being tossed back and forth, and I'm going to introduce you to Arizona's state senator, Paul Boyer, right? He's a Republican out of Glendale, basically decided that he didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings with contempt of court, because that's what this came down to. So let's start right there. There was a lawsuit filed in Arizona that the Board of Election Supervisors needed to comply with an order to allow these things to be audited and checked. Now, first off, I want to make sure that your mind is set properly for Arizona. There's the left side of the aisle and there's the right side of the aisle. Typically, that's the country, right? Left, right, or in the middle. Arizona is one of those very, very unique states that there's the far left side of the aisle, there's the left side of the aisle, then there is the right side of the aisle, which is really on the left, but they lie about it, and then there the fourth part is the left out, and those are the truly conservatives that care about the things conservatives care about. See, it's the state of John McCain. And John McCain always was a rhino. What is a rhino? Republican in name only. He would talk up the conservative side, but didn't back up the conservative side. And of course, now his wife is the champion and she endorsed President Biden, which is totally her right. But to understand Arizona and how the game's played is to understand Arizona's a pretty unique state. It doesn't fall along the lines of most states. And to say you're a conservative in Arizona means something completely different than most of us across the nation. Well, anyway, there were lawsuits. We'll get into that in a moment. And the Board of Supervisors got to the point that they could be held for contempt of court because they just delivered the arrogant FU to the world saying, we don't care. We don't care. You know, we're rapidly learning that rule of law doesn't matter and that if you don't comply with the rule of law, well, that even criminals, gang members can say, screw you, because they know nothing's going to be done. Because our laws and rule of law are being thrown out. Well, here we had a chance for politicians to be forced to comply with a court order. And this one Republican decided, well, I don't want anybody feelings. I don't want them mad at me. And because if they got their feelings hurt, they won't like me anymore. That's a direct quote right from the air. My air. I made it up. But anyway, here's what contempt of court is. A person showing contempt, like I'm showing for this senator who got his feelings hurt, that's showing contempt. A person showing contempt to one who views another person, entity, situation with disdain or scorn, and who treats people with dishonor and considers them disgraceful. Court of contempt involves an individual showing a lack of respect for the court or for the rules and procedures of the court, and who defies the court's authority. Okay, so that is contempt. What these guys were in, what they were facing, was a what matches the true definition of contempt of court, which is basically saying, right, it's based on Latin contemptus, a slighting, that they have open disrespect for the court or willful disobedience to rules or order of the court. Isn't that what court's supposed to be? Order in the court. Bang that gavel, order in the court. Well, these Board of Supervisors in Arizona said, take a flying leap. And they keep on doing this contempt. Now, there's several categories of contempt that can be applied many ways. There's criminal contempt, civil contempt, direct contempt, and indirect contempt. And then there is the contempt of the contempted because we got contempted. And that's all of us who are upset about this. There's contempt of court penalties, contempt of court warrant, and there can be contempt of court. Now, I'm going to talk about this one real quick because there is an imprisonment issue for contempt of court. See, in the event that an individual is charged with criminal contempt, then the Contemptus Act must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Contempt of court penalties imposed for criminal contempt, whether a fine or imprisonment, is enforced unconditionally, right? And it's all based on ability to comply. But and in this area, the Board of Supervisors had the ability to comply. They could do it. And they just said, go blow me, is what they said. Now, what's interesting is let me give you some other examples of contempt of court where you or I would get in trouble. In civil or family law, an example would be failure or refusal to make court-ordered child or spousal support payments or to pay the full amount on time. You would be held in contempt of court. The Arizona Board of Supervisors was supposed to turn everything in order for a complete head-to-toe audit. They didn't do it, not even partially. Another one might be failure to abide by marital settlement agreement or divorce decree, refusing to return specified property or taking away property not awarded to that party. Well, you can understand that one is a divorce. If that stuff's yours and you're getting divorced and they're supposed to hand it over, well, if they don't hand it over, they're contempt of court. You go to court, you get it back. Well, these ballots, this voting stuff, supposed to be held for 22 months past the election for this specific purpose. And, well, the Arizona Board of Supervisors were held in contempt for blowing us all off and saying, hey, not going to do it. Another way is, let's say in the court ordered you and you had a failure to comply, right, with, a parenting plan or child visitation, such as returning the child late or failing to return them at all, or even failing to allow the other parent visitation as ordered. They can't see the child. That is also contempt of court that you and I would get in big trouble for. But if you're an Arizona Board of Supervisors and you know that you have control of all the information and access and ballots and data and everything else, and that baby belongs to America, folks, that's our child. You put your signature on it. You put your John Hancock there. You voted. It's supposed to be held for you for 22 months. And they basically said, sorry, not turning it over. Your baby's ours and we're keeping it. Another contempt of court that would be subject to you and I would be the failure or refusal to return property ordered to be returned in a judgment or a civil lawsuit. Well, these are all lawsuits based where they sued for it and said, hey, Board of Supervisors, give the public its property. And let's take a look at this. And they said, blow me. And that's where we sit today. Arizona is getting away with this. And Arizona is the closest state in the process to really getting a hurting nation some answers. Here's how I put it. If there was no election fraud at all, and everybody certified these votes were a hunky-dory, and it was great, and now a suit moves through Arizona, they have a chance to prove it. Put up or shut up, as one person said. Put it up and put it out there and let's just do the audit. What's the big deal? You have nothing to hide. You certified it. Good. Let's go. And then we can put all this bullshit to rest. Well, what has Arizona said to us all? Blow me. We're going to talk about it. And I'm going to tell you why they don't want people looking at it. And you might want to reach out to Senator Paul Blowme Boyer and say, what in the hell are you doing to the Republic? We'll be right back right after this.
Did you know that Jovan is an Ashkenazi Jew? What is an Ashkenazi Jew? Ashkenazim are a Jewish diaspora population who coalesced in the Holy Roman Empire around the end of the first millennium. The traditional diaspora language of Ashkenazi Jews is Yiddish, developed after they had moved into Northern Europe, beginning with Germany and France in the Middle Ages. Here are some other well-known Ashkenazi Jews. Sergey Brin, founder of Google. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor. Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook. Larry Ellison, founder of Oracle. Steven Spielberg. Leonard Nimoy. And even Albert Einstein. Here are some weird facts about Ashkenazi Jews. First, history suggests they were winnowed through persecution throughout history. Studies show that Ashkenazi Jews can trace their ancestry back to a bottleneck of just 350 surviving individuals dating back between 600 to 800 years ago. It has been said that only the smartest Jews survived persecution. And it is believed this is what led to Ashkenazi Jews having a very unusual cognitive profile, combined with the highest average IQ of any ethnic group in the world today. See, I told you, Jovan really is a total weirdo. You can find Jovan on Twitter at Jovan H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JovanHuttonPulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jovan in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Jovan is related to a American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Joe Vaughn is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
So we're talking about how the Arizona legislature, the very Republicans or conservatives that should be fighting to save this republic, basically told America to blow off. And it was due to one single shy vote. See, the Arizona Senate fall one vote shy of contempt charges against the Board of Electors. I'm reading from an article on the We the People Convention.org. It was all thanks to a senator. Arizona State Senator Paul Blowme Boyer, and we're going to call him Blowboy for now, because he blew off America. He voted against holding the county supervisors in contempt. Yep, Arizona Senate falls one short of one vote short of holding Maricopa County supervisors in contempt of the ballot audit fight. Yeah, it was a Republican, Paul Blowme Boyer. Blow Boy did it to us. And there may be sweeping ramifications from Blowboy not having a backbone
and wanting to play nice with everybody. And he said, direct quote, that authority is clear and it will be used if necessary, but it should be used sparingly and reluctantly. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And if we make them liable for this, they might not like us. And I believe that the Board of Supervisors genuinely seeks the confidence and clarity of a court order to legally proceed. And so my buddies on the other side of the aisle convinced me to vote against this because we have to play nice.
Of course, I ad-libbed 50% of that, but that's just how I feel. Arizona has been upside down in this entire process, and I knew there was trouble in Arizona when Arizona started complaining that there was a photo of me and Rudy Giuliani together, and therefore I must have my nose up President Trump's ass. And that was their contention. See, he's a Trumper! Why? Because I had a photo with Rudy Giuliani. Now, this was during the Senate subcommittee hearings in Georgia, where I'm talking about ballots, and Rudy Giuliani was there. And if you go back and watch, he didn't even know my name at the end, but he was praising my work, and we took a picture together. This is the man that brought back New York City from 9/11. I lost everything because of 9/11. Of course I'm going to get my picture taken with Giuliani. Now, it's kind of sobering for me to look at it and look at the photo and realize I could be Rudy Giuliani's son because we look so much alike. But that doesn't mean I have my nose up President Trump's ass. That doesn't mean I'm biased. Well, it does mean I'm biased. I'm biased for America, damn it. I'm biased for this republic. You better believe it. I'm biased that way. But I've always said, I don't care how this comes down because it's not about a president anymore. And it's not even about left versus right, blue versus red, Republicans versus Democrat. I don't care what party you're in. You could be in the Green Party, the Weed Party. I just do not care. What I care about is your vote matters. Well, all of a sudden, all of you guys watching this and knowing that scanned the ballots is the only way to look at the real physical ballots. Remember, our country was founded on an incredible piece of paper called the Declaration of Independence. And it set off this grand experiment and made it work that the whole world envies. And now it looks like we're going down because of a piece of paper called the ballot. And if the ballots go down and the ballots aren't valid and your vote doesn't work, then America's over. And if America goes down, the world goes down. That's the way I feel about it. I will not apologize for that because your vote should matter. That is all that matters. I don't like these politicians playing God and giving us a little fellatio in the news. Oh, we want clear transparency. We would like you to look only where we want you to look and no place else. That's junk. If we got to give America confidence, we have to audit everything. That's just the way there is to it. So you know what? Why don't we just get congruent? If there was no fraud, then there is no problem with a total audit. It just makes perfect sense. If there was no fraud, there's nothing to hide. If there's nothing to hide, everything can be looked at. It is that simple. But they're fighting over this. So I'm going to tell you what some of the points were that brought Arizona up on this. And then I'm going to give you some of the rebuttals that various places like USA Today put out. And then I'll go back into, you know, the state laws and some of the takeaways. But I feel, as far as this process has been down the road, Arizona potentially sold out the Republic. I don't like what Senator Paul Blamey Boyer did in blowing off Americans when, if any of us would have broken contempt laws, we would be in jail. But Blowboy told the world, blow me. Now, here's what people are concerned about in Arizona. Number one, here are the various claims. That there were voters that are actually dead, that voted, and that are no longer at that address. Well, I tend to agree that dead people can't vote. And I don't think there's a new trans category, unlike the 122 different genders we can have now. I don't believe we have the trans living. Now, the trans living are the dead people who feel like they still want to be alive. And because they feel that way, they're considered alive. And because they're alive, they get to vote. I just don't believe that's okay. There are actually some of the voters that voted with the name, ready for this, unknown voter. How does a vote count with a name on a ballot of unknown voter? Here's one I find incredibly, comically funny. There were many registered that weren't actually addresses of people's homes, but the number one address used for these questionable ones was the local church's chicken. There are non-U.S. citizens, right, who voted but denied they voted. There are felons who basically voted and when they're not supposed to be able to vote. There are out-of-state residents who voted that don't even live in Arizona again. A lot of these registrations for new voters, ironically, all seem to point back to schools, car lots, and sports arenas. That shouldn't be allowed. It's not allowed. There were vacant lots and undeveloped properties that were used as addresses. They used the addresses of wildernesses as listed on the Land Management and State Trust website. There were abandoned homes that were said to contain voters, and they were absolutely boarded up. And there were votes with street names that absolutely, quote unquote, did not exist. Now, all of those should just be verified. And it's not verified by, well, somebody wrote on a website that's absolutely true, therefore it's been fact-checked by our fact-checkers who don't know how to fucking fact-check. That's crap. Go check them out. Go to the address. Document it. Did any of the reporters do that? Hell no. Now, one of the most interesting things, and this was all written by the Gateway Pundit, who took a horrible beating over this because they were said to be biased because they pointed these things out. But there were several homeowners who came forward that received multiple ballots. The average multiple ballots was 3 to 4 to 5 ballots. Now, if you were a bad actor, wouldn't you vote them all if you really wanted somebody to win? And either side, it's wrong. Even if they did that for Donald Trump, they should be kicked out. But did you know there was one person that received 20 ballots at their home? There's another business address, because this address had been used before in other voting, right? That got 200 ballots. 200 ballots at one business, because that address had been faked in a previous election. Then there was another address in Arizona that 2,012 people registered that address as where they lived. And it was total junk. Total junk. One corner lot had 1,500 registered voters, and the lot next to it had 1,000 registered voters. And it's a vacant lot. Why is this okay? Why is it allowed? Why can't we look at it? Why can't we audit it? This is where the disconnect is. And even as people got out and knocked on doors to verify the vote at some of these addresses, you found things where people visited 326 addresses. They spoke to an actual person at 195 of these locations, and they have 60 written affidavits that said, I didn't vote, but the polls and stuff said they voted. How is that okay? Why can't we look at this? Why are we considered racist if we want to look at it? These things are really simple. Right? Now, USA Today rebutted all this stuff. I don't know how they did it, because they certainly didn't go out to the websites. They just did a rebuttal based on they didn't like the Gateway Pundit. And they basically said, this can't be right because it was done by We the People in Arizona Alliance. And Gateway Pundit, the far right-wing news and opinion website, reported the claim. Well, USA, right, today wrote a story. And they basically said all of these voter allegations of fraud have been widely debunked. Here's my definition of debunked. You went out there, you checked it out, you went to the address, you looked at the rolls, you documented it out, and now you've debunked it. Isn't that how fact-checking should go? Isn't that what should be required? Nobody from USA Today hit the streets. Nobody audited these numbers. But yet, the spokesperson for the Arizona Secretary of State office said these claims of thousands of voters registering at the same address are misleading, especially since no address is listed. So this Murphy Herbert guy said, okay, well, it's misleading because there were no addresses. You're not supposed to be able to vote if you don't have an address. That debunking is an admission of something's wrong. This is how bad it is. But we now have this senator, Senator Paul Blow Me Boyers. He's a Republican from Glendale, has thrown our republic under the bus because he does not want to hold people accountable. We'll dig deeper into it. Be right back right after this.
The president of Coke once said, Joe Vaughn set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Joe Vaughn a break. Be right back, right after this.
You can find Joe Vaughn on Twitter at Joe Vaughn H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook.com/JovanHuttonPulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search #JovanHuttonPulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jova in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back. This podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Jovan.
We're talking about Arizona. We're talking about that, hey, if Republicans primarily are disputing this and have some issues with the election that need to be looked into, and the Republican legislature, Senate, whatever the case may be, sued to get access to it, and if the Board of Electors or Board of Supervisors for Elections is holding it up, then how are Republicans not helping the cause of really getting to an audit by saying, oh, we want to play nice and see what happens? You know, this has been going on since November, and hey, wake up, folks, it's mid-February. But something is just going wrong. It's just like a circle jerk of people going round and round and round. And they say stuff in the news that makes it look like we want total transparency. But as I said before, here's what they originally said. Okay, we'll choose the machines you look at. There's 600 some odd of them, but we'll choose the ones you look at. Of course, that's going to be the machine that works best. We'll give you some of the digital ballots to look at. Of course, they'll give you the ballots that are right. We'll let you look at some of the absentee stuff. Of course, they want about 2%. 2%. That is, to me, like going back in time into the late 60s when Charlie Manson and his tribe did all the crimes they did. And they know Charlie's people killed people and they got caught for it. But when they got caught for it, they gave all the power to Charlie. And Charlie says, I get to pick my jury and you can only go look for evidence against me where I tell you to go look. And Charlie's going to tell him to go fucking look in Alaska. Do you think he's going to say out there in L.A.? No. You can hear it in my voice. I'm upset about this. I'm not as upset about Senator Paul Blomy Bloyer. I'm upset he blew off America. I don't know the guy. But I know what he did was he blew this off because he was worried about being nice, because he was being political. You are there because the people put you there to fight for them, and you can't say, blow me, when they demand you do something. That is not the way it works. That's not the way it's supposed to work. But everybody's worried about their jobs. Even me talking about this, they will use against me to say I can't help audit the election. Well, these idiots have no idea. I don't have anything to do with it. It's cameras and computers that look at it and decide. They're totally unbiased. That tells you how far they are out of the loop in this. They have no idea. In fact, I talked to, Karen Fan, Senate President Karen Fan. I talked to her, Republican out of Prescott. I talked to her when she started coming out saying, well, I'm biased, or Jovan's biased, and he's a Trumper, that she just read somewhere because she, too, gets her news from tweets instead of reading. She didn't even know that there were two laws on the book. She had no idea about U.S. Code 42, 1974, or U.S. Code 52, 20701. Had no idea. But that brand new person is the Senate President out of Prescott. You can't hope these things will be resolved. You must demand these things be resolved. You must demand them. And as a politician, you must do what the public demands of you. You were not put there to make decision for the people. You were there to execute what the people decided. You guys have this all upside down. It is absolutely amazing that somebody can be a senator and have no idea what the law requires, or have no idea how these voting machines do or do not work. None of them have done their homework. Because you know why? If they do their homework and they're exposed to it, then they have culpability. So they push it off so they don't have to look at it. And they can say, if it comes down to it, well, I didn't know that. That is what I'm upset about. And that's what I think America should be upset about. How do they keep on kicking the can? This is not about a presidential election, folks. It is not about Trump versus Biden. That's over. Period. It's gone. It's not about Democrats versus Republican. That's over. It is not about left versus right. That's over. It is 100% right now and only about the American people and our future generations, and will our vote matter? And I think the politicians and the governments need to prove to the people. You must prove to the people that their vote still counts, that all votes will be counted properly, all of the legal votes will count, that there won't be any nefarious activities, and you will do all you can in representing your people to make sure those things don't happen. Why is that so damn hard? Why is transparency hard? If nothing happened, if nothing was nefarious, if nothing bad went wrong, if a machine didn't break down and count it wrong, then why fight it? You know why you fight it? You fight it because you love your power. You want to keep your power. And you don't want to be the ones to expose it because the left will attack you. And if you're on the left, you're certainly not going to go against party lines because this is just the way it's done. So everybody's shutting up so they can just continue to play the game. So they can be on the inside. So they can be rock stars and heroes because this is a senator. This is a senator. It means nothing. It means nothing if you do not really represent your people. Now, this Paul Boyer said the authority is clear and it'll be used if necessary, but he said he believes that power should be used sparingly and reluctantly. Multiple times, this board of electors basically said, blow me to court orders. And now Boyer is saying, well, we shouldn't push them. That needs to be used sparingly and reluctantly. Then he went on to say, more to the point, Boyer said he believes the county is willing to conduct an additional audit of the presidential election results to answer questions about whether the reported results giving an edge to Joe Biden were accurate. That is the blowjob. That's the fellatio. Doesn't matter what he says. Paul, blow me, Boyer. It matters what you do. You can say all you want. But as a politician to represent the people, you're there to do what the people want. And the people want a clear, transparent audit. And if this board of electors have stood in the way, then yes, they should be held for contempt of court to get to the documentation that's needed. But he went on to say, well, I believe the Board of Supervisors genuinely seeks the confidence and clarity of a court order to legally proceed. What does that mean? Here's the translation. I don't want to be the one that made the vote because they may not like me. And if I can just punt it, let me think of a way to punt it. Oh, I'll just say they need a court order, which they really don't need because there is already a court order. But I'll say they need another court order to clarify it because this is so confusing that even I'm confused. But I'm not confused that I want to stay a politician and I want everybody to like me. Then he goes on to say, well, I think they just need a confidence and clarity of a court order to proceed. This whole thing's over court orders, bozo. Maybe it's Bozo Boyer. I don't know. And then he says, and once that happens, there will be no legal reason for the supervisors to claim that giving the Senate what it wants should violate or would violate law. Well, Bozo Boyer, that's why you were there. Did you not read the docket? Did you not read the suits? Did you not read the press and understand that the very people you were to pass judgment on were already ignoring it? So what makes you think you are Dionne Warwick of the Psychic Friends Network that think you can prophesize what's going to happen if you just play nice? This is the same stuff going over and over and over and over. And even Senate President Karen Fan, right? She detailed for colleagues her own attempts to resolve the issues with supervisors. We went to lunch. We talked about it. I think they're nice people. See? She said that she originally planned for a contempt vote 2.5 weeks ago, but held off in hopes it wouldn't come to that. Hope, 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 hope. Hope all you want. Why don't you do for the people? She says on every effort to get a resolution, she said, was met with objections from the board. No shit. Here's the very people that could be held in contempt, go to jail, who, if it is proven things were wrong, they're the people that get in trouble. No shit. Of course they're going to push you off. But, you know, there is no way. This Fannin said, I'm so sorry to say, but this is where we're at right now. No, you're not at right now. Do what the state, the people, the voters are asking you to do. You complained that thousands and thousands of people reached out to you and said that Jovan Hutton Pulitzer needs to scan the ballots because it's the only unbiased way to do it by machines. And you, all you guys actually got upset about that. But you keep on saying words that you want transparency, but you do nothing. And at the time when you can do something, you do nothing. At the same time the Board of Electors are saying they want this resolved, the next day they file a Monday morning court order to block the Senate from even trying to vote on this. That is Charles Manson being his own jury and police force on his own case. But yet, the board attorney, John Doran, told Maricopa County judge that the scheduled contempt vote was part of a politically charged paranoia and a bid by the Senate to press ahead with false narratives belied by the actual facts and evidence. John, I bet you haven't audited a single machine, participated in an audit, or even know how to audit machine. You know how I'll prove it to you? My word against your word, let's do one precinct together. I bet you I prove you wrong. I bet you, I prove you wrong. Now, the 30-member Senate, having just 16 Republicans and the Democrats opposed, Boyer's decision left the majority one vote short of a contempt resolution. I have contempt for that. I think that's unfair and unjust. I think you blew off the people in your fine state. My close right after this.
Your host for this program is Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
You can find Jovan on Twitter at Jovan H. Pulitzer.
His website and blog are the same. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
He is on Facebook too. Just go to Facebook / Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. You can find Jovan on YouTube, Gab, MeWe, Parler, Telegram, and more. Just search hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Talk about a unique name. Jovan is very unique. Did you know the name Jovan harks back to the time of Christ? It is of Hebrew and Latin origin, and the meaning of Jovan is God is gracious, Father. Jovan in Latin origins means Jove-like or majestic. In Roman times it was the name for Jupiter. In mythology Jupiter was the supreme deity of Roman mythology, corresponding to the Greek deity Zeus. Now you know why Jovan is such an oddball.
Imagine on one side your mother's grandfather long ago was Richard III, Duke of Gloucester, and a knight of the most noble order of the Garter. Then on his father's side Jovan is related to American founding father, the principal author of the Declaration of Independence, and third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Talk about controversial family history. No wonder Jovan is such a firebrand. Let's get back to the oddball.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
What you're listening to, folks, is Arizona sold out the Republic. That's my take. And I'm trying to share with you the story of how Arizona turned away from the Republic, and it affects every one of us. I just want you to be aware of the facts, the frauds, and the political fellatio that is being performed on every one of us, hoping we don't look too deep into this incestuous mess. Absolutely, I'm upset. I'm not a resident of Arizona. I'm a resident of the United States, and I believe every legal vote should count. If I've learned anything about this process, I've learned there are problems in our voting system. There are problems in the way votes are handled. There are massive problems in the way ballots are handled. I don't think we have a great system. I think we have a broken system. And I think there's 85 million Americans out there that feel their vote didn't count. And I think on the other side of the aisle, there's probably another 50 million upset that they might be totally wagged and decided by another political party because their vote won't matter again. And even if it was a rigged election and it never gets proven, or if it gets proven it wasn't a rigged election, whichever way it falls, I don't care. But what I do care about is if the American people believe their vote doesn't matter and it's rigged, Americans will stop voting. Therefore, there won't be any need to rig an election in the future because only a few people will vote. That's just common sense. It affects everybody on every side of the aisle. I really don't care how this comes down. I just care that it's audited. I want people to have their faith back. The faith back in their vote and the faith back in their country. For me, this is not about overturning elections. That's your bullshit story. This is about verifying the votes, period. Don't place other people's stories on me. So whether you're left, right, middle, or indifferent, you should stand for vote integrity. You should stand for vote verification. And you should hold sacred America's right to vote and have the legal vote counts. It shouldn't be some word art fellatio that you play off on people to give them a momentary bit of pleasure in thinking that you're doing something good for them. Just be transparent. And that transparency and healing begins with auditing from top to bottom. Because if there is nothing wrong, then there is no reason to hold up the audit. And if these voting companies and machines did nothing wrong, they should embrace it, because it will finally get that bullshit stigma cloud of reigning, rampant, rioting conspiracy off of their head, because it'll be proven that, hey, see, nothing happened. I think a 5-year-old could understand that. I'm just wondering why senators and congresspeople don't understand that. I believe America understands that. We learned in this election the most important thing is our voting system's broken and it needs to be fixed if we're going to still be America. Now, if we're not going to still be America and we're going to be something else, then hey, it worked and leave it the way it is. But I believe Americans' eyes are open now and they'll forever know you're trying to pull the wool over their eyes. And this little hand job that everybody's getting, oh, we look at it, oh, we want transparent, that's just a joke. My goodness. Do you really believe Americans, common people, are that stupid? Do you really believe they're that stupid that you can say, and the media can push, they want total transparency, we're going to do it. But then when it comes down to it, you hope they don't read the fine print and they find out, well, we're going to give you 10 ballots, you can look at it, and we know these 10 are good and you won't find anything. Go, case closed. You think that works? No, it doesn't. You want to reach out across the aisles either way, guys? Reach out across the aisle for transparency. The one thing that the left side of the aisle does right is they plan together, they execute the plan, and they stay together. Which is exactly what the right side of the aisle doesn't do. It's predominantly a bunch of arrogant asses that all have their own individual opinion of how it has and can't band and stick together and take care of each other. That's nuts. That's not how America is, because I believe with total transparency and belief in elections, it would be the glue that re-glues the United States of America back together. And so I'm concerned. I'm concerned that Arizona is at the heart of this and is the closest to bringing resolve. In Arizona, just before the election, you know, they had 11 presidential electors. They had 9 House seats and 1 Senate seat up for re-election in 2020. But if you were to go read Arizona's 2020's Healthy Elections Project, you would understand there are laws in the books that already account for this and that all the lawmakers are ignoring the laws. You know, it says for presidential and congressional election disputes that Arizona state law permits any registered voter to challenge the results of a statewide election or, ready for this, question or propose submitted to vote of people. And it can be done on any one of the following grounds. It says the state has the authority. It says individuals have the authority. How do you tell an individual they have no standing when there are people in Arizona suing for this and you say you have no standing? Right here in the law, it says you have standing. Any registered voter. And it can be in any one of these categories. If they think election official engaged in misconduct, they have the right to dispute the election and have it verified. If they believe the winner of the election was not actually an eligible candidate, they have the right to challenge the results and get verification. If they believe the candidates engaged in misconduct, kind of like seeking a bribe or tried to influence election officials, they have a right to sue. Isn't a candidate who won who is telling Arizona people, oh, telling the other election people, don't let them look at it because it might undo it, isn't that influence? They have the right to sue. Any person in Arizona has the right to sue and be heard over illegal votes that were cast. Isn't that what's going on? They have the right to sue over incorrectly tallied of the votes. Didn't that potentially go on? Now, here's the catch, folks. The voter must file a challenge within 5 days of the Secretary of State or governor announcing the election results. They give you 5 days. Why do you think they suppress it for so long? Because they push every one of you past that window. But it's different in Arizona. There are people within that window, and they deserve to be heard. Everybody in Arizona, wake up. Your state may very well be the tipping point in cleaning up what could be broken election systems. This is on your head. No other state. Now, I think other states could have had more worse problems than a lot more people, but Arizona, this is on your head. You will go down in history as the state that refused to do it right. And if this country does, in fact, go to hell in a handbasket, that's your legacy. And you know what, people in Arizona? If you don't hold your elected officials accountable, if you don't demand results and you let them double talk, fraud, fake, fellatio you, you're responsible. Are you willing to let down the United States of America because you won't hold the people you elected to represent you to the course? See, they get elected by you and then they think they can do whatever they want. Arizona, get pissed. You have rights. Exercise those rights. And it begins with exercising your voice. And this blow me Boyer fellow, he told you to blow him. He said, blow off. I don't believe it. I'm not going to do anything. He actually put his seal of approval on contempt of court. He says, I don't care about that. He punted. No, I'm not going to say he punted. He kicked you in the ass, Arizona. These guys are so worried about their reputation and image that they're terrified of making decisions on behalf of the people. I can tell you what, it is my supposition that if you become a champion for the people will take you to the highest office. We know that's true. But if you work against the people and you're part of the system, those very people will basically hand you your ass. So yeah, I'm upset about it. I use some cuss words. Cover your ears. Blow me boys, don't get your feelings hurt because I use cuss words. I need you to like me, please. Please like me. Stop it, folks. Wake up. This is the United States of America. I believe it's the greatest nation on the planet. Our country was founded on an incredible piece of paper called our Declaration of Independence. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let this nation go under because of a bullshit piece of ballot paper that's not looked at right and sacred and the artifact it is. Because if our ballots fail and your vote doesn't count, America fails. And if America fails, well, the world fails. We all know why, guys. We know why. It's very transparent to us on the outside. You don't want an exact audit. You don't want this to be exposed because you don't want to be attacked by people on the losing side, whichever side it is, and you're only worried about your political position. And in my book, that is 100% opposite of why you're supposed to be there, because you're supposed to represent and execute on the will of the people. Until next time.
By fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.